Delta Airlines says all 21 people taken to hospital after one of its planes crashed at Toronto's Pearson Airport have now been released, as airport officials work to reopen two runways. The airline said it will continue to provide care for those who were on board Delta's Endeavour Flight 4819 when it crashed upon landing on Monday. Delta has offered $30,000 in compensation to passengers, saying the money has no strings attached. All 76 passengers and 4 crew members survived when the plane skidded on the tarmac and burst into flames. A Pearson official said Thursday the wreckage has been cleared from the runway, but the airport is still operating at reduced capacity and 2 out of 5 runways remain closed. The airport's duty manager Jake Keating told CP24 that he does not have a timeline for when those runways will reopen and passengers should check the status of their flights in case of delays. Sunwing Airlines canceled all southbound flights from Pearson on Thursday for a second day in a row, citing the need to prioritize the safe return of customers currently delayed in destinations due to recent weather disruptions, crew availability constraints, and extremely limited hotel capacity. It also canceled southbound flights departing from the Pierre Elliott Trudeau Airport in Montreal on Thursday. Delta Airlines said removing the wreckage took several hours on Wednesday and it could be weeks before bags from the plane are returned to their owners because of the inspection and cleaning process. Agencies including the Transportation Safety Board of Canada continue to investigate the crash.